Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show, live on Rumble. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
We got Greg live from the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm live from the minivan, baby.
Yeah, he's up in Dude.
Where are you at?
Birmingham, right? Or whatever.
It is the it's like the coat factory. Oh, what is that? The Birmingham coat factory?
Burlington.
Burlington. That's where I'm at, dude.
Okay. He's at the coat factory. That's good, man.
Yeah, dude. Like, so the coats around here are so fucking awesome.
Yeah, man.
Like, I can't believe how good
the
coats
abundance
are.
Of coats, man. They always have so many coats.
So many coats.
But you're not moving this time, so your service is better. You know what I'm saying? I can hear you.
I'm hoping.
You're looking good.
I'm hoping. Yeah, I think, like, I was in the hotel room, but, like, my kids were going to go swimming, and then they immediately came back.
Oh.
And they're like, yeah, there's too many people in the pool. So I'm like, okay, right. I'll go out to the car.
Car it is, man. Well, guys,
car it is.
We obviously haven't had a show since everything went down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's been a pretty wild couple days.
Well, a lot of shit's gone down, honestly.
Well, yeah, it's been a busy weekend.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And then now, yes. Monday, it's kind of topped it off, man. We obviously have the RNC convention happening.
Yeah, Trump is there right now. Apparently the speech he was going to be giving in a couple days, he's actually going to give tonight.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
From what I understand.
Well, didn't he change it all up, too? Because he was going to, like, he changed it all about uniting America now. That's his thing.
Yeah, he said he had a full speech already written. And after the assassination attempt, he scrapped the whole thing and they wrote a whole new one.
Okay. Fair enough, dude. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you buy that, though? Do you buy that? Do you
think that he wrote a new one? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Do I buy it? Yeah, okay. I buy it.
I imagine after experiencing something like that, you probably have some different choice words you want to use.
Well, obviously, guys.
He's like, shit. Yeah. Now I don't want to get shot again, so I gotta.
I mean,
my verbiage.
Yeah, I definitely want to get into the JD Vance stuff. He obviously announced JD Vance as his VP pick. That was on the short list that we had talked about. I really don't know that much. I really haven't followed much. I learned a little bit today, and I'm sure you guys may have some more info about Vance. Yeah. But I want to start with the take real quick, because we haven't broke down the shooting and the assassination attempt.
And there's been a lot of shit like coming out just in the last couple of days about it, like what other people have looked at, and like different videos from different perspectives of people. Yeah. And
I think it's actually a good thing that we didn't, because I called both you guys. Right, my wife actually called me when I was getting ready to leave work, and she's like, I'm at Ace Hardware, and some dude just showed me a video of Trump getting shot and falling. And I was like, what the fuck? And I looked it up because I was like, I don't know if I believe this, right? Yeah. And there was nothing. There was no articles, nothing about it, because it had just happened. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, this must be a hoax, right? This has got to be a hoax. But then immediately the Twitter feeds just started blowing up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I called both you guys. Yeah. I was like, do you have any idea what's going on? Because this shit's crazy. Yeah, it's a fucking wild scenario.
Yeah, and I was doing landscaping shit. So, and when you called me, I was like just coming inside for a beer.
Yeah.
And ooh. I was like, well, wait, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. You were. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Cause like I was busy carrying a bunch of soccer equipment over to the boys' freaking tent. And I'm like, dude, like I can't pick up the goddamn phone right now. And I saw it was Dave. I'm like, Dave called me.
Yeah.
He never called me. I was like, what's this all about? And you're like, dude, Trump just got shot. Like in the head. I'm like, the mortal head wound, dude. The fucking Antichrist is already started.
Well, you got to understand that when I called you guys, it had happened literally minutes before. Yep. And so the video that I did see was gunshots grabbing his head and hitting the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Dude, at that point, when we all kind of got privy to what was going on, there, that wasn't just all of a sudden everyone knew it was only the ear.
Yeah. Well, so the reason I brought all this up, the reason that I say all this is because there is something good about waiting a little bit, right? It lets it
for sure, dude.
Slow down. I think that when
I'm in the same boat,
right?
Like, because there were so many people just like, we have to go live now. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, you don't know anything. Like,
there's nothing.
Three different people that got identified as the shooter all in the same day. I'm like, so which guy is the shooter? Is it this Thomas Crooks guy, or is it this fucking violent?
Well, I think it was confirmed that it was the Thomas kid.
Thomas
Crook. The 20-year-old kid.
Yeah, the FBI. Yeah, the FBI confirmed.
So, but to your point, Greg, like the only thing that, and to be fair, in this situation, right, when a president gets shot, I think it's fair to say that like jumping on right away just to let out your feelings, because we've talked about this. There's a lot of feelings behind an assassination attempt. Now, luckily, he was not hurt, but it was real fucking close, man. Like,
oh yeah,
it was.
Well, a chunk of his ear is missing, Dave.
I know, man.
Yeah, he's at the RNC. He's at the RNC tonight with a huge bandage over his ear.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see that missing ear chunk, though. I want to verify that.
He's got that the Holyfield fucking ear, dude. You know what I'm saying? He's got that fucking Mike Tyson 2.0. You know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, let's break this down, dude. I'd love to break this down. What do you guys think happened? What do you think? Let's start with the official narrative, the official story.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
I mean, for me, after analyzing a bunch of different videos, listening to liberals, Republicans, the whole nine, giving their two cents. First of all, I'm not really buying any of the conspiracies behind it. You know what I'm saying? Most of it, that a lot of people on the left are saying that he perpetrated this, and this was all a big setup by the Trump campaign to promote his campaign. I've heard that. And if you guys
heard
like
that
he wanted to get shot, like that's what they're
that
saying.
It was a staged event on behalf of Trump. Now, I mean, if you guys want to, we can all just, you know, kind of throw out what people are saying and analyze it that way. But
well, let's look at why they would say that.
Well,
so why would they say it was staged?
The main reason I heard why people thought it was staged is because he took so long to get off the stage, and he stood up and raised fist to the crowd. He, like, everyone I was seeing saying this is fake was like, that wouldn't normally happen.
Well, yeah, that's what I've heard, that like Secret Service, there's no fucking way they'd let him bob his head out of the middle of that circle. There's no way they would do that, right?
But
so that's one reason where they're saying, dude, that's not right, for one. And then two, they're saying like the photo opportunities, it was just so perfect. And like, he just got grazed, like he didn't actually get injured. So it's like, it seemingly looked like he could have even just cut his ear, you know what I mean?
But
had some fake blood, pro wrestling, all
but
that
at
shit.
The same time, I mean, they also already knew at that point that they had already killed the shooter.
They had announced that on stage.
Yeah, they had already, like,
but they didn't know there could have been another shooter.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
How do you know that there's just one guy on the roof? Like, you don't know who else is out there with a gun. And that's my whole thing, is like, with Secret Service, you keep them covered and you keep them down until you clear the whole perimeter. And that can take, you know, half an hour. I don't know.
Oh, and you guys see the videos of the chick that was there working as a Secret Service agent?
Oh, they're terrible.
Like, so fucking awful. Like, so the one chick, there was one, like, taller chick that was doing, like, what she's supposed to be doing. She was, like, covering her with as much as body as she could, like, doing all this shit.
Yeah.
And even when they got back to the truck, she was, like, gun drawn, fucking watching her six.
Seemed competent.
And then the other one, the shorter one, was, like, looked terrified the whole time.
Dude, all and of them then, did. Honestly, yeah, when I saw all of them jumping around like that, the beast, is that what Trump got put it into?
Yeah.
Everyone looked frazzled and they didn't really know what they were doing. And I'm like, well, yeah, he just got shot.
The moment, my what the fuck moment on the, just on the Secret Service part of it was when they were putting him into the beast or the limo or whatever. And the one shorter chick was there right by the door, and she missed her holster like three times.
Oh, yeah, she couldn't hold
it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. The other girl was like really composed about putting her glasses back on. She was you know.
Oh, I gotta look professional.
So, see, when you look at that, you could argue to Greg what your point was a few minutes ago where you said the Secret Service would have never let him poke his head through. And could they have been in a kind of, you know, incompetent Secret Service group? Is it even the real fucking thing? Because there's a lot of people saying that he's not even allowed to have the full budget of
I heard that Secret Service. Too, where I think my dad actually told me that he had read that he doesn't actually have the full budget of Secret Service until he is the nominee.
So to that,
I don't know.
He's an ex-president.
I don't know how true that is.
Well, they can assign, like, you can get approved for Secret Service. I think Trump has some approval, but they were talking about the fact that because his rallies are literally like a nightmare for Secret Service, right? Because they're so big, always in fields, always buildings around, that he doesn't have enough Secret Service. Now, I only say that to bring up the fact of what you just said, which is an argument. The Secret Service wouldn't have let him do that. However, you're also talking about Trump, and Trump is a man amongst boys. You know what I'm saying? As far as...
Dude, he has a huge target on his back.
Well, he does.
Sure. He has a huge target already.
Yeah, I'm talking about more of like, how do you tell him no? Like, it's, you know, like when they're bear hugging him, he's like, "Where's my shoes? I'm gonna fuck him."
No,
fight. Like, you're gonna just be like, "Stop it, Trump!" Like, you're not gonna tell him to stop.
He's gonna do what he's gonna do. That's the other thing. I was like, "Why are your shoes off?"
I don't know, man.
He's comfy, dude. He wants to get comfy.
His shoes off when he's standing at the podium?
No, he doesn't, because we watched it. We were standing behind the podium with him.
But why would his shoes be off?
Well, listen.
Maybe it was really hot out. He's like, "This feels fucking good." You know what I mean?
I'm guessing that he fell.
Did they tackle his shoes off?
They fell to the ground, and when they were jumping on him, I'm sure they were moving around and stuff, and maybe they came.
Well, that makes him better than Biden already, because Biden wouldn't survive that tackle.
No, he wouldn't have.
That's true.
So to the
point, probably gonna sell those shoes. I bet you he'll be like, "The Trump shoes I was wearing during the assassination attempt, $120 per shoe."
Assassination shoes,
man. Stained with the blood of freedom.
Yeah, the freedom blood.
But
as far as like inside job goes, dude, I think this was all a fucking shit show. Like, there's no way. I've heard guys who were like ex-military, ex-snipers for like 17 years, 20 years. They're saying you go there before the rally and like days, weeks, months, and you secure the whole area and go, "Okay, that's a weak point. That's a vantage point for a sniper." And you get all of that layout way ahead of the rally.
Yes.
And this was like the rooftop, the closest to President Trump. And there's no fucking way that they wouldn't have that secured.
Yep.
And then you have like this video footage of the snipers like looking at the guy, which I can get, like, people are commoting over there. They're saying, "This guy's got a gun. He's got it on the roof," you know? And like, so they're probably like, what? So I can see how snipers would be.
I can't fucking
targeting
in. No, fuck that shit. Their job is to look for fucking threat. You know what I'm saying? They're not hearing the commotion 150 yards away. If you watch the video of the people next to the dude, it's like, "Hey, bud, get off the roof." You know, like, they're not hearing that 150 yards away. So their job is to look on.
There was a lot of people yelling, dude.
True, but there was enough. Yeah. There was enough people over there. You'd think one of them would have took notice that something was going on.
But you have to understand, they have earpieces in. Okay, they have earpieces. They're on a roof that we don't actually know how far away that was to actual Trump. Right? It could have been a little bit. They're not hearing it.
It was 140 feet, 130 feet. It was the same. It was equidistant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Between the snipers to Trump and between the shooter to Trump. It was like a big fucking triangle, dude.
Okay.
Well, then it came out too.
Were they so close looking? What do you mean? In the video, they're just like crystal clear. They're right there, right behind Trump.
Well, 150.
Well, go to Twitter, dude. I bookmarked the triangle, and it's on there, and it gives you like how many feet away each person was.
Okay.
But I agree, dude. Like, that's not normal. So something happened on the inside of Trump's team that had this.
Oh no! The snipers were closer to Trump by a long shot, man. Like, you're talking about the distance from Trump to the shooter is the same as the shooter.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right behind.
I was saying
Trump.
Like, no, from the snipers to the shooter, it's the same distance as from the shooter.
But
to Trump.
I was talking about them being in close proximity to hearing the crowd. And if you look where they're at, they're not hearing what people are saying. They have no idea what commotion's
going on. Yeah, they were here. The crowd was like over here.
But my
that were saying.
But
it.
My opinion
well,
is
regardless.
My opinion I mean, is they're perched on that roof aiming towards that warehouse or whatever that fucking thing is. There's no
for sure.
Your job is to look for people that are like being suspicious, and there's
that's
a man
true.
On the fucking roof. You take that shot.
That's true. You take the shot of Trump on the stage, which is literally right there. Boom, boom, boom. The cameras are facing this way. You could see the snipers behind him facing this way. They were looking right the fuck at him.
They were. You could see
they
were looking.
Looking down their scopes at him.
But there's the video collage. I know Tim Pool shared. I can't remember the group's name that made it, but they took all the videos and they synced them together based off of his speech.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed all the different angles timed together. And apparently it was roughly 2 minutes where people were alerting police officers, alerting CIA that there was a man crawling up the roof with a gun to the time that he shot Trump. And that is too fucking much time.
Yeah, that's a long time. I mean, in that kind of scenario,
well,
2 minutes is an eternity.
It's suspicious, man. But
and that's where, like, when you talk about conspiracy, I think there is a conspiracy, but it's within. I think it's an inside job, dude. Like, I don't think that happens on a routine basis with the Secret Service.
The Secret Service came out, too, and said that they only had the capability of doing a certain parameter of the area, and then the local police force were supposed to secure the area outside of that. Like the buildings and stuff outside of that. So they're basically blaming that guy being there on the local police force because they were supposed to have secured the outer perimeter buildings.
That's fucking weird to me because that's like so close to Trump. I mean, that was the closest building to Trump. So you'd think that the Secret Service would be like all over that. But, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hit my fucking. So what I don't get is that there was a story about a cop who went up to the roof because there was a ladder to this fucking building.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Yeah. Like, you're just going to let that happen too? But this cop goes up to the roof, sees the guy with the gun, and he didn't have a gun for some reason. I don't know if something just happened in my video. But he said that, like, the story is that he jumped down off the roof because he was, like, afraid that this guy was going to shoot him, and he didn't pursue the shooter.
I heard that too. Yeah, I heard that he peeked over and he turned and pointed the rifle at him and he jumped back down.
I didn't hear that he didn't have a gun. I heard that he went up, saw that there was a man there. He turned the rifle to the police
officer
and the police officer fled. But my problem is I would have to imagine, and I don't know for sure, but the Secret Service have to have communications with the police officers who are also in the perimeter.
You would think.
And so why did that cop not say, we have a fucking shooter who just pointed a gun at my ass?
Well, if he didn't have a gun, maybe he didn't have a radio.
Well, then he's not a cop. You know what I'm saying?
He's
not
a
real
fucking
cop.
He's a security guy.
Maybe.
That's just not it's not a good enough. And the other thing that I heard, which I don't know if has been validated, was that the snipers were told to stand down, which I don't
I heard that
I
too.
Believe that. But my problem
there
is,
was a forum post where apparently the sniper that was in that in that video posted on a forum and said, hey, my name is, I forget what it is.
I don't think that's true, though.
Dude, I think I bookmarked that, but
I don't
grain
think that's
of
true.
Salt.
And
that's on 4chan.
Yeah, and then he said, hey, we were told to stand down and not take the shot. And
I don't
know.
I don't believe that because I don't think that man is capable of speaking to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's probably been somewhere talking about what he saw and what happened. Because what I don't understand, if you're that guy and your job is to eliminate a threat of the president or anybody for that matter, There's a man laying on a roof with a rifle, and in your scope, you know, 130 yards in his scope, he saw that guy's zits on his face, bro. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You're gonna tell me that you didn't just take that fucking shot? Like, you know, there's no reason for him to be there. He's not dressed as a police officer.
If you listen to the sound of the shots, you can hear the shooter's shot goes off first, but then you hear the rapid pop 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 of the snipers on the roof right behind Trump.
Yeah.
Take him out. Right after, so like they're already looking at him down the scope.
I don't know if that was rapid shots from the snipers from Secret Service or if it was him rapid shooting after he missed the first one.
No, I think they clipped him pretty quick.
You can see the shooters. You can see the snipers on the roof behind Trump. There's a video of them shooting their guns at the guy, and that's what shot him.
Yeah.
Well, because and there was multiple
the eyewitness guy who had like the Trump fucking furry hat on.
Yeah.
You know, like the Trump hair. He even said that's exactly what happened. Like, we pointed out there's a shooter. I watched the shooter shoot 5 bullets off at Trump, and then I watched the Secret Service shoot him in the fucking head.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, they blew the they shot his head off.
Mm.
And the BBC guy's like, let's be calm. We don't know who's watching this show.
So. Yeah.
No, they blew a hole in the back of his head for sure.
Yeah, they did.
It kind of looked like from the picture they released that was going all over X and stuff, it kind of looked like they shot him right in the mouth.
It did. Because his teeth
probably
his front teeth were gone, and like you could almost see like a cavity in the back of his head.
Well, and that's another thing too. It's like there were bullets that were fired, because I just want to like put that out there. Like, I've heard conspiracies like that there were no shots fired at all. Like there was a guy in the crowd. I watched the video of him being dragged out, and you see the guy getting shot in the head.
Sad.
So. There was a Trump supporter. He was a firefighter.
There were multiple people. There were multiple people that were injured.
Yeah, there was the guy that passed away. And then there was one, an older guy that was in critical condition.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many other people got like nicked or whatever, but
well, if we're tying,
those two people were the serious
we're tying
ones.
This all together, that's why the first one that I was talking about, that this was a staged event, is not possible to me. This is not possible to me. Trump is not, listen, if there was random shots and he ducked and he did the whole, like, they covered him up and they ran him off, and you could argue, well, they were just shooting in the air somewhere and it was staged. Yeah. But, like, that shot is too fucking risky to take. Okay. Now, I understand that, you know, you could cut his ear, you know, but there's some real good video of that. You can see that bullet whizzing by.
Oh, yeah.
And they even came out and said that it's just glass.
The photo of that bullet, I don't know. I've heard some stories that's not true. Like, might be a fake photo of the bullet that's going right by his
head. Why are they saying that it's fake?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know that kind of shit. Yeah. But I've just heard, like, okay, well, if that were fake, like, his reaction, like, let's just take that out of the question. Like, his reaction was something just fucking hit my ear. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you watch Trump, he's going like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, and then he heard the next shot. Yeah.
And when he grabs his fingers, and that's what I was thinking, like, as we were saying, well, if he faked the blood when he was crouched down, he wouldn't have blood on his fingers or his hand before he went down. Right. But when he grabs his ear,
he has blood
and he
on
does
hand.
This, like the finger, like when you're like, give me that money.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? Together. Yeah.
Like, he's feeling liquid or something on his fingers, and then he goes down. Yeah. So he felt something. So there was something that happened.
What's the bullet part?
We got some rants. Banielson, thank you for the rant. He says cops use different radio channels than the Secret Service does.
Sure.
Which would make sense while there isn't direct communication, right? And then we got another $20 rant from Havoc Monster.
Nice.
Said, I've been listening to you guys for the last year, and I just wanted to say thanks. Plus, I love hearing the cans pop open.
Damn. Good for
Hell
you,
yeah,
man.
Bro.
You're better than some, because there's some that leave because of it.
Dude, I might steal Havoc Monster as my new porn name.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I might have to take that.
You might have to say the Havoc Monster, bro. one and all.
Exactly.
Great name.
So, like,
dude.
The whole, like, the bullet being fake thing, it was about, like, if you got nicked by a rifle bullet, it would definitely explode some of your ear off. Like, you'd be having a chunk. Because those are pretty big bullets, dude. And so the argument is, when you look at the picture of Trump and he's all bloodied you can't really see any visible piece of his ear.
That
missing.
Wouldn't happen.
Well, so we don't know what kind of rifle he used.
Yeah, but that's...
It was either a small caliber or it was a bigger one, but because he was a little ways away, it sounded smaller.
They said it was purchased by his dad, so he used it was like purchased in 2003 or 2013, and it was an AR-15 style rifle. Yeah. We don't know what type of bullets he was using. RJ did confirm in the Telegram chat that it was like, dude, if that thing whizzes by your ear, just the air alone would cut your ear like a knife.
Yeah. But looking at his ear, it did look fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Now we have to actually
pull up the picture.
Yeah.
Because it didn't look that fucked up to me. It was bloody, but I didn't see any chunks missing. But I mean,
do you have a picture saved of his ear?
I don't know if I do. You'd have to just...
I'll just Google it. Well, the one thing I would argue, you know, just for the sake of it, that I would argue to what you're saying or why people are saying that, that bullet speed is so much faster.
There we go.
Yeah. Dude, it looks like it fucking just went right on the side of his head.
It looks like it went right through it.
That looks like it went through, bro.
I guess.
Look at that dark spot,
like,
man.
Like right here.
So blurry.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're gonna get that, but you can see blood coming.
It looks
into
like
his
other
ear.
Pictures where it's just it's not that distinct though.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see what's going on. And listen, I think that's a fair assessment, but my point comes down to that bullet speed. The whole idea of the chunk. That's what I'm trying to get at. The chunks flying. That bullet speed is so fast, okay? When you see that bullet, which at that point that they took the photo is about...
This one.
Yeah. It's right behind his head, okay? Maybe, like, what, 8 inches, and it's whizzing by at that point. The blood splatter hasn't made it that fast yet. You know what I'm saying? That just hit his ear. You got to understand how fast that bullet's going. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you would have taken pictures for the next... You know, right after that, you might have seen some fucking, you know, a little bit of movement. But that bullet is too close to his head. It whizzed by, and that blood is catching up to the bullet. You get what I'm saying? It's not going to be going as fast as that bullet is going.
True.
So that would be my argument to that. I don't know that it's real, and I really don't. To me, that's not, like, the big factor for me on it. I guess what it comes down to is I'm not buying that he did this. You're not going to have somebody, I guess that would be the point, but somebody did get shot. Like, we can't forget that. Somebody got it in the head, man.
Oh, yeah.
And they were apparently a hero. I want to point that out. His family, there's a shot. Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about, doesn't it?
But see that big, that dark spot on the, here? There's that, no, yeah, that circle right there.
Right
that's
here?
Really, no, that whole section. That part.
But
and
how
that
would
part.
You get shot right there and not have any of your upper ear missing? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that work kinetically and like how does physics?
So if you look now, listen, I'm no doctor, but if you look at that point, I don't have the thing there. No, go around right there, down a little bit. See that part right up? That part right there.
Oh, okay.
It is missing a
that.
Chunk. It looks like it is missing a chunk of my ear.
I'm like turn right, this sideways. Right here.
It looks like it's missing a chunk.
I can see that.
And so it could have hit his, and we all know that
the cartilage area,
we have there, it could have just took that chunk.
And
right
I
off.
Know for a fact, if you rip your ear right there, you bleed like a motherfucker.
Oh, you're going to bleed bad right there.
I have actually ripped my ear right there before. I crashed on a bicycle and I ripped like this whole top of my ear part off and they had to like sew it back together.
Nice, dude. I'm sorry calling you Trump.
but I mean, technically has his right ear pierced now. So is he gay?
Ooh.
Because that was like the total gay thing to do. Like, you might be gay, dude.
I'd say he's pretty badass, dude. I don't know. He just might have switched that one around. He took it back, bro.
It would depend if he put something in that hole.
He took it back. He's like, nah, that whole right ear thing. I'm taking that.
Oh,
back. Yeah, that's no longer gay. That's fucking American,
dude. What if he comes out with like a Trump patch or like some sort of like Trump filler, where it just says Trump or like. 47.
He just gauges that part of his ear with
he's
a Trump head or something.
He's going to start selling it, dude. Like the prosthetic piece that's missing. The chunk of Trump, dude.
Chunk of Trump. Chunk
Trump, dude. Trump chunk, dude.
Yeah, the Trump chunk. That's a great sell, dude. $10.
You know what's so fucking sad, though? Like, there was a company, I saw ads all over X and stuff, that was like selling trading cards of the assassination, like Trump doing this. I'm like, dude, what? Like, they're doing anything they can to get a money grab on this.
That's gonna happen. That's a sign of the times, yeah. Man. Like, people were live on Instagram selling shirts that they literally were printing from their printers at the very moment.
Oh yeah,
and just irony, like, that's expected.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day. Like, I'm not convinced that Trump is going to... I wouldn't believe it. I don't even like entertaining it. I think what we see is we see a person who wanted to shoot this guy. Now, that's... Take that he set this up out of the equation for me. Then you analyze, okay, who's this dude? Why was he in a... Yeah. Well, he was in a black... Was it Blackstone? Or BlackRock, I mean?
BlackRock.
BlackRock.
Commercial.
But, dude, hold on. Before we get into that, because, like, this guy is interesting. Like... He's definitely got some interesting shit tied with him. Yeah. But, like, the conspiracy thing, to me, here's how it would have to happen if this were a legit, like, conspiracy.
Okay.
Like, if Trump staged this whole fucking thing, this is how it would have to go down for me. The guy who got shot on the roof was not the shooter. He had a gun, but I don't think he shot him. This is, like, if the conspiracy was true, which I don't believe.
Okay.
Trump... or the Secret Service or whoever was setting this up would have had to hire somebody who was an excellent shot and had the capability of shooting his fucking ear off and then just shot some motherfuckers in the audience too.
Well, okay, not only have the capability of only nicking his ear, but timing it so perfectly when he turned his head to not drill him right in the side of the fucking head.
I don't even want to entertain it, because I just, there's no scenario that it works for me. There's no fucking scenario that works for me.
That to me is the only way it could have happened, because there's no way this fucking 20-year-old kid can have that good of a shot.
Well, no, there was already reports coming out that he was actually on a sniper, like a rifle fucking team or whatever.
He wasn't allowed to be on the rifle
team. And he sucked so bad that he left.
Yeah, they kicked him off the team, apparently.
Yeah,
apparently.
So that's what I'm just saying. I'm saying, like, in order for this to be like a setup where it was Trump who did this. He wouldn't. It's too fucking risky, like you said, Dave. Like, there's no fucking way.
No, I'm not buying it, dude. There's nothing about that scenario that I buy. Now, if you want to go into the other stuff, I can start supporting it a bit, because I think there's, like you were saying, there's this interesting things about the kid. The Secret Service, I think, is what's interesting. I don't know that it's the entire Secret Service that set something up. I don't believe that. Nope. I believe that most of them are good. But the problem, and I've heard this on many, many shows, just analyzing what people are saying.
The people heading it.
No, it's not even that. It could be.
Well, the person heading the Secret Service right now used to work at Pepsi.
Well, sure. But that's not shocking. It's not shocking. But my point is...
too much fuss fork at it.
Like, you couldn't get somebody with some kind of like military experience or anything to run the Secret Service? I mean, come on.
Money, man. There's money to be made. Pepsi makes a lot of money. They need money. Yeah. But I think when you look at everything that happens, and I think this kind of breaks down even past conspiracy theories, right? One person, just one corrupt person can throw this whole thing off. If there was a person who was designated to that area, okay, hey, Bill, you're responsible for this fucking warehouse, man. There's no snipers up there. You better watch and make sure no one's fucking doing it. And that guy is corrupt or has an issue, and he can turn a blind eye, and all of a sudden the whole fucking plan that they all had to keep everybody safe is now in jeopardy. And so it can be as simple as one person.
Look at Uvalde, you look at Nashville, look at all the school shootings that happened.
Yeah.
It's like one head of the police that told the cops not to go in. There was a stand down order.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, dude, all it takes is a hero. Cause I mean, those two guys on the top of the roof, people are pointing out, like, they had him in the scopes. They were doing nothing. But it's like, did they really have this guy?
I think they did.
According to that post he made on the 4chan or whatever, he said they requested multiple times to take him out.
I'm going to say the 4chan thing is BS. So,
but say it was somebody at the top that was like, say this conspiracy theory is real. There was somebody at the top that was kind of like orchestrating this to make it happen. Or not to make it happen, but to let it happen.
All it takes is some blackmail or some threats to your family.
But you don't think that the good guy that is a Secret Service agent wouldn't have requested, say, hey, I got this fucking sketchy person. He's on a rooftop. We need to take him out now. You don't think that would have even happened at all?
Well, that's the problem, is we don't know what the communication pathway is between the local police and the people on the ground and all that stuff, right?
True.
Because the videos that I have seen close to the shooter on the roof, there was a bunch of people who noticed the shooter on the roof before the Secret Service did, right?
Supposedly.
And so they were shouting. They were all like groups of them. They were like, there's a guy on the roof. He has a rifle. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I saw some people behind Trump look over towards where the shooter was, and people, like, this is something else that I'm fucking sick of seeing. It's like everybody's paying attention to Vincent Fusco.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name.
Yeah, yeah.
JFK Jr. revive. Yeah. You know, with the big schnoz and the fucking fedora. But, like, they're focusing on these people turning their heads and looking over towards where the people were yelling at. And so I'm thinking, if the people in the audience could hear all of the yelling and the disruption over there, why couldn't the snipers on the roof hear that?
Yeah, but were they? I mean, that's the thing that I'm having an issue with. Like, were they acknowledging people yelling?
Seriously. I don't know.
I don't know.
I would think so.
I know, but here's the thing. We went to the Trump rally. It looks similar setup-wise. He had two giant screens. Yeah. I believe he had two screens. I know he had one for sure, but he had, I think, was it one or two? I think it was two.
I don't remember.
He had two screens on the sides of the stage. He always brings up the graphs and references the fucking graphs. So everybody's like looking. We looked like we were behind him. We were like,
well, pull up the video. Let's watch the video, because, like, to me, Trump was the only one talking at the time. And so if you hear Trump and then you hear a bunch of people yelling over by the warehouse where the shooter was, your natural reaction is to be like, dude, shut these people up. Why are they fucking talking?
Dude,
Trump's talking.
I know, but listen, I'm telling you, seriously, we sat at the rally behind Trump. We were literally in the same position when we went to the Trump rally.
We were literally where Vince Confusco was. We were right. We were basically right there. We were up a little bit from him.
I'm telling you 100%, man, with the speakers, Trump's speech going on, which is really loud when you're actually... Dee's in the crowd right now. She's listening, man. She was there. She understands a little bit, probably. It's loud. And, like, what you hear is you hear people randomly out in the crowd of people, like, yeah, Trump, you know, or something, and you look over there, and you're scanning the crowd, and you're looking... Because there's people that are dressed up, and there's people that are wearing... And people yelling random things, and you're constantly looking around, and you're just taking in everything. So, if you looked at where we were at with the rally and what would have been 150 yards, which I would argue would be kind of like maybe the entrance of where we came in. Remember, you had to walk a ways to get into the thing. Anybody yelling
kind
over
like
there?
Where they had the zigzag lines over there.
Anybody yelling over there, I would have never fucking heard it. You would have seriously never heard it. Never.
Not while it was going on.
No, with the amount.
While Trump was speaking?
No. His PA system is really loud.
Dude, that PA system's nice and loud, and there's people chanting and cheering and talking next to you, and like, it's conversation. It's like a fucking concert.
If anything, they were like noticing people moving around over there, maybe. But I don't think they could hear them saying there's a shooter.
Can you find the video of them like saying there's a shooter on the roof and all that stuff? Like their cell phone footage and all that stuff?
Yeah, hang on. I saved it back here, I think, somewhere.
And then also, it would be interesting to look at the actual video of Trump getting shot at, and then we can look at like the people in the background, like if they're looking. Regardless, I'm just saying the snipers on the top of the roof behind Trump didn't react fast enough.
Yeah, something happened. Something happened because and while he's looking, there's that part where they're both looking through the scopes, and then the guy who's closest to Trump, the one that actually took that shot, you see him take the shot. Mm-hmm. He like looks up over the scope for a brief, quick fucking millisecond, then immediately jumps down and takes a shot and like backs like almost like he was startled by something that he saw. And like you see him like look up and then shoot, and it's like what was that about? Did you see that?
Well, that might have been the recoil of the gun.
No. He was in the scope, and then he gets off the scope, like he almost wants to see.
Yeah, he was looking in it, and then he goes, "Oh shit!" And then the other guy The other guy moved his whole gun like he had to readjust to even get him in sight.
It was weird. It was a weird thing. It was so fast. You look like he had somebody in the scope. He had that like the posture of like he's on something, and then he almost like he needed to get out of the scope to see the whole fucking peripheral of what was happening, because he looks up and then fucking and then he shoots, and it's like a fucking those guys are trained on those guns. You watch any sniper shooting a gun, and you're not going to see them pop backwards. Okay, so something almost like startled him, and he had to take a quick shot. I don't know if that shot was the one that killed the guy. I'm not. Who knows, right? We don't know. But what did he get off the scope for? Like that's what tripped
me out.
That was
the hesitation. Like that literally.
Well, do we
the
have
time,
any of this video? Do we have it?
I have Hold on, I have the video that shows like them pointing out the guy. Like,
yeah, but
a
this
couple
is
minutes
the people
beforehand.
Way away from the.
Yeah, this is just to like show like what we were talking about. Like, look how far away like the screens are from where.
Okay. And this is when they're saying, there's a guy on the roof.
Yeah, this is when he's, like, first getting up there. He zooms in. He's right there.
Okay, and then don't they try to, like, flag down the cops or something?
You hear a couple of people say, like, hey.
Yeah, he'll zoom in again, I think.
You got our gun.
So he's right here.
See, he says officer. But who knows if the officer even heard him?
See, I saw.
No one's hearing that shit, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw another. No. I saw another video where like they were screaming. They're like, "He has a gun! He has a gun!"
I know, but man, think of like
where in comparison to where they are, just from being at one of these, where they are compared to like where those snipers were or where Trump is or where any of those people that were behind him, they're not hearing those.
And the people that were in the crowd,
okay, you've convinced me.
No, I think it's important, man. I think it's important. Like I think that's the only way
something could have came of them yelling that is if there was police like right around them.
Yeah, maybe.
Or if there's a lot of commotion and all that stuff, like you said, they would see what's going on. Like why are all these people freaking out of it?
Yeah. The other part is like, you know, how to your point, there was a ladder. Was that, did he bring that?
Was or was it attached there? To the building? Yeah.
But like, I, you know, there's the weirdness of it, man. Like, how was there no one around that building that was armed? That
well,
was,
well, and there was also something that came out, it was earlier today, came out that was actually the, like the staging area for the tactical police unit, like before, like when they were setting everything up and like going over their shit, apparently they staged at that building. Mm. So I don't know how he even got, like if they were using that as like their checkpoint like area, their head based place, like how the fuck did he even get up there?
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I don't either. But like
have the video of the shooting?
Yeah, I mean, we can pull it up.
Of the sniper's shooting?
Of the guy taking the shot?
Yeah, so that way we can see the bounce back that Dave was talking about.
Yeah, go just...
I think I...
If you don't, I mean, just look up Trump, sniper's shooting behind Trump.
Something else, like, conspiratorial that I did find very, very strange is, like, I've watched pretty much every single Trump rally, and I pay attention to the signs and stuff. And all of the signs said, like, find you're fired, and fired was, like, in big, bold letters. And so I'm like, oh, fired. Like a gunshot was fired. Whoa.
Yeah, here are the odds. Here are them actually taking the shot. Sorry if it's not like super big, but.
And you know, that's a little
he
bit
pops up.
That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something,
they're both looking down the scopes. He pops up. Boom, boom, boom.
You see him like shake.
Yeah.
He looks up and it's, I'm not saying he got a bad shot off per se, but he almost seems startled. So he,
right.
he prairie dogs. Whoop,
pops up.
Pops up. And then watch his gun when he shoots. He it goes aims up. It up. He aims it up. And then keep going a little bit. And then it gets readjusted. Boom. And he kind of like, it keeps going down. The barrel is going down as
like
he takes the shot.
Like he had a recoil and it fucked his balance.
It was
up.
Not a great shot. I mean, no. I don't know if he hit the guy, but that doesn't look like a great shot.
Yeah, I don't know if it was him that hit the guy or if it was him that hit the guy.
But this is a great video to go what we were just talking about. You can hear how loud it is in that crowd. There, if people were yelling, you would think it was just part of the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that there would be a distinguishing...
Yeah.
Chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Yeah. It's interesting, man. It's interesting. I think the weird one to me, tell me if you guys have heard this, but they were saying this kid, because he was a troubled kid, he had a lot of troubles.
Well, he shouldn't have been.
He was picked on. I think he was seemed like he might have been a little off, slow, mental, have mental issues. Both his parents supposedly
were counselors.
Are counselors for the state, if I'm not mistaken. They popped that. But there are obviously the conspiracy that goes into the
this
fact
kid
that,
should have been the poster child of count of like their field.
I don't know. But there's some people that, you know, the MK Ultra, I've heard that one multiple times, that this kid was the perfect candidate, that, you know, the big plan was they were going to use this kid, he was going to take the shot, they were going to sacrifice this kid, okay, and kill him, but they needed that shot to be fired by this dude, you know what I'm saying, to orchestrate this whole thing.
I would say, like, dude, if he had counselors, did he have, like, a psychotherapist or, like, a psychiatrist
where he's
getting these...
I think that's kind of what his parents were. I don't know if they were just counselors. So I don't know what their like degree was.
I have no idea.
But they called them both counselors. So whether that's for they both worked at a school or they were actually therapists.
A lot of counselors are fucked up people themselves.
That's true.
I want to be very clear. I believe that to be true. I feel like you have to have gone through some shit to be able to.
But there hasn't been anything released whether he was like in like therapy or on any medications. So.
I don't know.
Dude, I saw a video of him like freaking out at like a Trump supporter. Or
that wasn't real.
Freaking out on camera.
That wasn't real.
That wasn't him?
No, that was in Ohio. Apparently, that was in a different state a long time ago. So it was one of those stupid videos that was going around that had nothing to do with that kid. It looked like him. I mean, he had the long hair, you know. But
dude, well, what's with the guy in the blue shirt and the glasses that says that he's like Thomas whatever Crooks? And he's like, so, you got the wrong guy.
Apparently, there's a kid that's still posting at this point, that dude. And it looks like him. If you look at side profiles, they have the weird fucking like underbite or overbite, the fucking hair, and people were using that as well because he came out and said, "I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. You got the wrong guy. You know,
you got the wrong guy."
I don't know, man. I don't
know.
It's
like what?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, but I don't know, man. I mean, I think for me. The past couple of days have been processing it and processing. And I mean, we not just us, obviously this is not like some, you know, groundbreaking information, but this has been foreseen for a long time. Like this event has been foreseen for a long time. I'm actually shocked that this didn't happen in his first presidency, to be honest with you. I mean, the dude is so despised by the left. And the rhetoric that kind of surrounds the whole thing, it's no wonder that somebody took this too far. So if you take away all the nonsense of like what may or may not have happened, and I think I don't say nonsense in the frame of I don't believe some of this is weird, or that we won't find that there's some inside work done, you know, or somebody knew that this was happening and they didn't want to. They turned.
Well,
a blind
eye Biden last week did say that it was time to put Trump in the bullseye.
Well, yeah,
it's true, and he deleted the tweet. But it wasn't him who tweeted it, though. So he doesn't
tweet.
That's true.
Right? That's true.
He doesn't tweet. That's what I'm saying. When you really start to think about it for days after you let it cool down, you have to be honest. And what we
I think he actually said that in his word, and they quoted him in an actual article.
They quoted him. Yeah. That was from a inside meeting that they supposedly quoted. Now, we also acknowledge that that Biden can't speak a fucking fluid sentence. So if you want to be, if we're being honest about the situation, do I find that offensive? I don't take that the same way I think a lot of the media is taking it. Should he have said it? No. I think the biggest tell for that is that words mean something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't speak freely, what I think he wanted to say was, we need to focus on Trump now. Get over the debate. We need to put all our focus towards Donald Trump, and we need to beat Donald Trump. That's what I think he probably meant. But when you say things like bullseye,
and then he gets shot,
that's the reason we go to World War III.
Yeah.
Because you can't go to Russia and say, we're going to put Putin in a bullseye, because they're going to take that as a threat, even if you didn't mean it to be one. And so,
choice of words are important.
Yeah, people were sharing the whole Alex Soros meme, or his like tweets where he had like the bullet hole and then the $47.
Yeah, we talked about that a while back. Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm like, dude, like the whole bullseye thing. It's the same thing where if you have like some rhetoric where it's like, oh, like fight, or like you said, we got to fight, and then the left was just like, he was saying fight. So it's physically, or like when Trump says it's going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't win, right?
Yeah.
That's why
people are going, so it's going to be a bloodbath, right?
Exactly. And that's why I don't put much stake in it, because people say things. People use references.
Exactly.
I think there's plenty of evidence over the past fucking 8 years of rhetoric that did mean something. Calling him Hitler over and over, a Nazi, a person that's going to destroy our democracy, a person that's going to put us in camps and kill every illegal immigrant.
No fucking wonder somebody took a shot at him.
Yeah, that's the shit that's been repeated over years. I'm not singling it out to one single sentence that Joe Biden said. This is a cumulative. Go ahead, man.
To your point, though, like, it's been a lot worse. Like, I've seen a lot worse. Like, the whole Kathy Griffin holding up the fucking severed head of Donald Trump.
Yep.
You had, like, fake Donald Trump assassinations in plays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had, like, Donald Trump being shot in a Snoop Dogg video. Mm-hmm. I mean, this stuff's been going on for a while. And to your point, Dave, it's like, I'm surprised this hadn't happened much, much sooner. And I'm also surprised that Trump's still alive. Like, well, that's my whole thing with this whole, like, if they really are a super powerful deep state, why wouldn't they just off the guy?
Well, and that's the thing is, I do think, and that's one of the issues I have, and I've seen Bongino, and I've seen a bunch of people that have some more knowledge about how Secret Service works and how it should work. And obviously there's questions. I think those hopefully get answered, but you also have the FBI going to be running the shit, and we don't trust them either. So will it be answered? Yeah. Probably not. But what I'm trying to say is this, I feel like, through the history of Trump being president and then even after presidency, it seems like the Secret Service have done them well. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do their job. We've seen a few different instances where people, you know, attempted to do something. The man rushing the stage, right? And they were able to get that guy taken care of. There was also that situation where the guy, and that was on video, where one of the attendees of the rally went and grabbed a police officer's gun out of his holster and was going to try to use that. They stopped him quickly.
Yeah.
So this is the closest we've seen.
Yeah, but if the Secret Service was the problem now, which, I mean, the roads are kind of leading us down to, there might have been some sort of problem with the Secret Service.
I don't know.
Wasn't there ever a problem back then? You know what I mean?
Well, because first of all, he was president, and he had the full backing of
the
Secret
full
Service, right?
Force.
I think,
and dude, I don't know. I think he still has. I think like all ex presidents still have quite a bit of Secret
I think they probably have a limited detail.
It's interesting if we can look that up, because I this is not some area that I've ever looked into.
But even just before he was president, like as he was running, like the whole rhetoric of him being a Nazi and, you know, all this shit, like.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it never happened there when he didn't even have Secret Service.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I think in hindsight we don't remember everything that happened 5 or 6 years ago. You know what I'm saying? We recall the events and we remember them being rough. But I think if you really take a step back and you go back into 2016 or 15, even right when he was running, Trump was considered not going to be the president. Right? They didn't take him seriously. They called him all the names that you just said, but he wasn't a serious candidate. They did not believe he had a chance.
They didn't think he was going to win at all.
And so in that first campaign, yes, he got momentum. He beat everybody out and then all of a sudden became more of a threat. But they didn't think he stood a chance with Hillary. So most of the supporters that hated him just hated him. They just said, no, he's a fucking sexist piece of shit, pig, but Hillary's going to beat him. I don't think that the rhetoric has got, to your point, Greg, has got as bad as it has until late in the game. Even like mid first term where people, you know, they started impeaching and then they started accusing him of crime and pissing on hookers. I think that's where the fuel was really starting to burn, and people were like, holy shit.
The pissing on hookers one still makes me laugh.
But he had power. He was president, and he had power, and things were happening. And then we got sidetracked with COVID. So you got to understand that COVID distracted a lot of people away from Trump. Even though they hated him, we had bigger fish to fry in our own communities, right, because we were trying to deal with that shit. But then he goes away. He starts losing a little bit of support. We talked about that. And then it all came back when they kept the fucking shit going. Because the Democrats chose to keep this fucking train going. They wanted to prosecute him. They wanted to make him a criminal. And then his base starts getting riled up. And now the left's like, holy fuck, we're actually going to lose. Like, this is not looking good. And so now, over the past maybe 6 months, we've seen an excessive amount of him being a criminal, of him being a person that's going to cause nuclear war, you know, all of the shit that
you hear. All of a sudden, this happens. He gets shot in the ear, literally millimeters from death. And now things are almost just flipping the other way. There's two cases over the weekend that have been dismissed.
Dude, that's my whole thing, is like, who benefits from this?
Trump does.
And he always benefits from any retaliation that the left tries to throw at him.
Yeah.
And they know this, dude. There's no way that they don't know this. Yeah. They're not fucking dumb people. Like, the people in I hate saying deep state now because it's so fucking washed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the deep state is not dumb. So why would they keep attacking Trump if they know it's going to help him get elected?
Well, here's the problem. And it's something that we really haven't, I don't think, discussed. There may be the deep state. I think we've all seen that there's some kind of a shadow government deep state, right? You can call it the cabal, whatever you want to call it. There's something going on above everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The issue is just like in any company or any business or any fucking friends group, you may all have a plan, okay, of action. Let me give you an example without getting too detailed. This is a good example. We had an issue at work where we had a customer, okay, and he was stealing. We knew he was stealing. We had proof that he had been stealing from us a lot.
Son of a bitch.
And this is Biden stealing the election.
No. Okay. Yeah, good point. I like that. But here's what my point is. We had multiple people, and we knew that he was coming in. Mm-hmm. We knew that it was the day he was going to come in, and we knew that he steals. And so I got everybody around on the floor, and I said, listen, this guy's coming in, okay? We're going to watch him. We're going to follow him around a little bit. We're going to ask him if he's doing good, and we're going to let him steal. And then I have all of our cashiers ready to go. He's going to bring up the stolen goods because he hides them. And we're going to catch him, and I'm going to boot him from the store and call the police.
Boom. You just explained the plan, Dave.
That was the plan. I explained the plan to everybody. That was the plan. What happened was we all did what we were supposed to. He started stuffing a box as planned.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of our associates went rogue on me and fucking grabbed the box off the guy's cart, opened it up, and was like, you're stealing from a... And he blew the whole fucking plan.
Mm.
So why I say that? The deep state is...
Because you were dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, probably. But so is the deep state. You have so many factions of these people in the Democratic Party. There's no way they can control them all. So maybe the deep state didn't want this to happen. Maybe they didn't want all this shit to go down. But then you got your Nancy Pelosi who's rogue. Or you have your fucking AOC who's going rogue on you. And you have these DAs that are going rogue on you. And you
single time?
Yeah, but how
every
many people?
Single time.
How many people? No, I think that they did this to themselves most. I think they've learned. I don't think they wanted this. I'm just being honest.
But I'm just saying, like, 100% of the time, it swings in favor of Trump.
Of course it does. What, dude? Come on. I'm being real. How do you think that it doesn't? Like, Trump is such a huge figure who people really do love. I mean, people love Donald Trump, man. Okay.
Yeah. They love him to the point where if he actually did do something wrong, they wouldn't believe it now, because it's been boy who cried wolf so many times from the media, the left.
That's possible.
CIA.
But also you say that, but the truth is they still are looking at his cases, right? Like, if he did something wrong right now, let's say he legitimately did a crime, like, they're still going to prosecute and try to figure it out and look at it. The problem is they keep looking at this shit and they're not finding anything.
That's because all of the cases are bullshit and they know it.
I know, but you
and
don't.
That's my point. It's like, why would they set up this bullshit case when they know they're going to have to either drop it or they're going to lose it, just like they did like because the two cases that Christmas is talking about?
It's a plan that's failed. It's a plan that's failed. They thought that if they could keep them off the trail.
So then they're really dumb then.
Well, it's just the whole media concept that. With it is you can get the narrative out there for just long enough. You've created the damage already, but the problem is their narrative doesn't get very far anymore because nobody trusts the outlets that they use. They've lost that avenue. So now,
but my point is like they would notice this. They have metrics. They have insight. They would see that their trust has gone down.
But what else do you do?
And that's what I want to get.
They always think of something to do.
Yeah, but to your point, they always think of something to do that's stupid. And I want to be clear. I want to be clear. I said no, they're not stupid. They absolutely are stupid to some extent because they're doing a broken record right now. They keep doing the same game plan. It is favoring Trump. So I don't understand why you keep the process going when one conviction didn't work and boosted his rates, and you keep convicting knowing that it's boosting your rate. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get that.
It's the definition of insanity. It's like you're doing the same thing over and over again. No. And you're expecting a different result, but it's not going to happen. It's like you are ushering in Trump to the White House by attacking him.
I know, but
and no one will believe you if he actually does do something.
But let me ask you, in all seriousness, man, to what Chris said and what I was going to say is, what do you do? Your options are limited, man. You know that attacking.
Be honest and tell the truth.
Well, come
Just be
on.
Like, hey, look.
Well, then you definitely lose.
No, do you?
Yeah.
Or do you save face and you go, oh shit, like they're actually not telling me a lie? And okay, yeah, I can see that. You admit where you're wrong here and there, and then there's ways to fucking slow roll it, dude. You do kind of like this is a bad example because he's a fucking turd, but Fredo, Chris Cuomo, he had that debate with what the fuck's his name, Dave Smith.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Completely got him. Obliterated, but he had the option, dude. He had so many opportunities to say, you know what, I was wrong, and the audience wanted it. They were sitting there begging for him just to be like, dude, come on. Like, people were saying that in the audience. You can hear him, come on.
Well, that's like, when it comes in, there's a huge problem with both sides, but it's I feel like it's more with the Democratic side, where they have almost too much of an ego for their Democratic Party to actually admit when they have done something wrong or purposely done something wrong, and then will never come back on it. And Trump has the problem too, but they've definitely shown that they've had that problem way more.
I just am like confused.
That's what they do then. I mean, that's if you ask like, what else do they do? That get rid of the ego. Let's calm it down. Let's start telling the truth.
I know, but what could they I know, but if they come out and they say, I'm just trying to think of any scenario that works, right? So they come out and they say, yeah, you know what? The economy was actually pretty good under Trump. It was not a bad economy.
Oh, then you fucking suck. We're not voting for you.
Well, you don't think Trump takes that and fucking runs with it, man? Like, the Democrats admit that I have a great economy? Like, what can you do to overcome it? Like, the man is not like any other man. You know what I'm saying? He's an anomaly in himself. It's almost like an indestructible force. I don't mean that to be super hyperbolic, but we've seen it, man. They shot at him. Fucking, he stood up and fucking pumped his fist like he was in the fucking 1970s. Like, what are we doing? How do you fucking stop it? Without a straight up, like a straight up gunshot to the back.
He's protected by God, dude. Protected by Jesus Christ.
Dude, I mean, listen, if I was him, I got in a car wreck and I all of a sudden was like, dude, I need to get myself right. Like, I don't, it doesn't
shock
me.
Did you guys see that? There's a guy who predicted, like, there was, this was 3 months and 3 days before the shooting.
33.
This freaking prophetic, whoever the fuck this guy was, he was like, I had this premonition that Donald Trump, he would get shot at, the bullet would whiz by his ear, and it would blow his eardrum out. And he said, after this happened, Trump would become uber religious and just start spitting fucking like, you know, we got to get God back in here. We got to bring Jesus in here. We got to, and he's going to become super religious. So I'm curious to see if
that part happens.
Fucking, listen, 100,000%. I'm serious. Like 100,000. Listen, if you and we talked about this.
Yeah, you said that it happened to you and your car crash.
We talked about this. When you deal with a near death experience, and I gotta admit, like if everything is the way that it seems, and that whizzed by his ear with millimeters of hitting an artery,
if he would have turned his head,
okay,
a second later he'd have been dead.
You have to think that that man in his own head is like, I almost died. I should have been dead. Like had I not just moved a little bit, I would have been absolutely dead.
Well, there was a Republican guy who said that Trump was quoted saying that chart saved my life because I turned my head to look at the chart.
Yes. But you know what I mean? You understand though that like any person that has, and obviously it's not every person, but most people that have a situation where they almost die, a lot of people go like, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing? Like, I need to have God. Like I did. When I got in the car wreck, I literally was like, I felt saved, man.
I think it's going to happen too. And I think he's going to help Israel rebuild the third temple. I think there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. Dude, like,
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Man. We'll look into it, bro.
Yeah.
Let's look into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't think that having a president who actually believes in God is a bad thing by any means.
There's a lot of people who think that he was anointed by God and like, well, why wouldn't he be protected by God if he was anointed by? And like one of the first things that he shared on Truth Social was like him with Jesus behind him as the bullet was whizzing past that way, you know, like with his hands on his shoulders.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, he's already kind of going there. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely dabbled in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's ever come out like
dabbled
he's,
in it.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, I don't know. I'm not him. I'm not his family.
Like, dabbled in religion? Like,
yeah. I think he's definitely used it. I'm not going to say that he is not religious because I don't fucking know. I don't know his personal shit like that. I don't know that he goes to church or he really has been into, or if he's just catering to like a branch, you know, that he wants to get more votes from. I mean, let's be honest. But he does talk about it, and I've heard him reference the Bible. I don't know. Who knows? But like the picture, I don't know. Like, is it that like egregious to me? No.
He was asked like, what's your favorite passage from the Bible? And he goes, all of it. It's so good. I love all of it. I'm like, dude, you don't fucking read the Bible.
But listen, I to be fair, I don't think the man, I think that's his answer to most shit. What's your favorite country? They're all great. They're all fucking great. Who do you want to win, Ukraine race. Or Russia? I just want them to stop dying.
Okay.
I'm just saying he's a vague human being, bro. And so
when
that,
it comes to answering questions.
When it comes, like he will.
Well, that just means that he has a very limited knowledge on the subject. Can we admit that? Like, just say, like, look, like, I admire the Bible. I don't have a, you know, favorite passage, but the whole book has really led me to where I'm at right now.
Maybe.
Like, I feel like there was a lot that Jesus spoke and did that I admire, and I feel like I want to walk in the same shoes, you know?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, man. You know, but the problem I have is I'm not him. I'm not anybody around him. Do you get what I'm saying? And so with that said, Trump's character is that when you ask him about a fucking anything, he will always kind of give this vague answer about how good he did at doing it. And that he knows the whole thing. This one topic, what if he does? What if he has read the Bible multiple times? What if he actually does know passages, but he's just not spitting them out? When does he do it? He doesn't even spit facts out about war and shit or about an event that's going on. He just doesn't do it.
That's true.
You know, North Korea is a fucking, he's a great fucking leader. You know what I'm saying? He's a smarter man than you all think he is.
He's a fierce leader.
Yes.
Fierce leader.
That's just his character. So what I'm saying is I don't think you're wrong or right. I have no idea. I don't know, but I don't want to just assume that he's not religious. I think that's not right to do, is to assume that he's not a religious man. He's conning everybody on religion.
I don't think that he's not religious. I just don't know if he's a Christian. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's a lot of non-Christians out there.
Yeah,
so
but
I just think that
pandering is wrong. Pandering is wrong. So if he wasn't religious at all and he's pandering to a crowd to say he is, that's wrong to me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're selling people a fake thing. But I get what you're saying at the whole thing. And Ash 23.
Yeah, holy crap. Thank you so much, Ash, for that donation. $50.
That's awesome.
So only God is going to save this nation.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, Ash. Yeah. I really, because at the end of the day, listen, you can think what you want and you can believe what you want, and there's levels of faith, right? Some people are very religious.
For
some people are slightly religious, but at the end of the day, I think we can all acknowledge that what religion does for some people is giving you a moral ground. It gives you a platform to kind of like build your life upon, which in all is pretty good. And we've lost that. We have lost religion in the country. And I think what we've seen is moral, you know, the moral value that we all loved and respect this country has gone to the shitter because people just, they don't care about other people. They don't give a shit about their neighbors. They don't fucking care about relationships and loved ones.
Yeah. Looking at libertarianism, like you can't, to me, you can't have libertarianism without morality first. If you don't have morality as an individual, there's no way you will collectively do the right thing.
Yeah.
And so libertarianism has to be like a foundation on morality. Where do you get that morality from? And where can everybody agree on a standard set of rules? That's where religion comes in. It standardizes and sets the playing field for your morality.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree. And that may be where Trump's at, right? Like, you know, I am not a person that goes to church every weekend. I'm not going to speak to you guys. I don't go to church every Sunday. Okay. But I believe that there God exists. I believe that there are lessons to be learned from the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I believe that it is a good path towards how you should live your life and who you should be honoring and stuff. But there's variations to that. You know, I don't speak of that all the time. Like I know a lot of people do. So to my point is I don't know that Trump isn't religious or isn't of that. I don't know where we got on this kick per se, but
for sure.
Cause Trump's the Antichrist.
I know there's that mortal head wound. But so here's the deal. Like he could be religious on a multiple thing. You know, like I don't care if he's Christian, I don't care if he's Muslim, I don't care if he's Jewish, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, he has influence via whatever religion he has. Now I think it's going to become more prominent because of this near death situation. So we'll see.
I'm curious on how. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I just am curious on how much of a stake that actually is going to. Because I got to be real with you. Like in the moment, yes, but like that can fade. If you're not a person that actually gets it, like it can fade a little bit. How much of is it going to affect his policy? I don't know. I still want to see him go after people. So if he's going to be like, I forgive everyone that treated me bad.
Oh,
I forgive. No, that's not happening, bro. That's not going to happen. So I'm just saying, like, listen,
he'll be more like the old Bible guy, you know, like eye for an eye type of shit.
Maybe shit, dude. But, you know, I know we're wrapping up. I there's more to be said and that will be said on the next show. But real quick,
let's switch gears real quick.
What's your guys' take on J.D. Vance, man, as the man who's going to be.
Well, hold on real quick. What? Before we get off the assassination thing, like, what do you think is going to happen next?
OK, well, that's fair. That's a fair question.
Like now that the assassination is done, what's the next fucking thing? Like,
yeah, dude.
I mean, this one was it depends how you want to look at this. Are we just saying, hey, what's the next event that's going to happen, or what's the next tactic the deep state is going to take to try to stop him?
Yeah.
I'm looking at. I think if you're going to take out Biden, now would be. I don't want to say this because it sounds like I just
fuck.
But if you were looking at this from a strategic standpoint, this would be the time to take out Biden, because you could blame it on a Trump supporter being like Biden supporters or Biden's the reason why this fucking thing happened. So we're going to let this thing happen. I mean, the guy, Thomas Crooks, was a registered Republican, right? So they're already trying to put that angle out there.
But that's not, we know that that's not the case.
Yeah, so Alex Jones came out, and I know Alex Jones is Alex Jones, but he was saying that they're going to try to assassinate or not successfully assassinate Joe Biden, and then they're going to try to do this again to Trump. And who knows what's going to happen to Trump. So he's saying, like, it's going to escalate to the point where you're going to have both sides, both candidates are going to be at risk. You know what I mean? So is there going to be an attempt on Biden here soon? That's what I'm asking.
And your opinion is yes, right?
My opinion is I hope not, but I'm leaning more towards I think it's probably going to happen than it shouldn't.
Well, I want to be clear, just so everybody understands. Like, I have always said this, we've all said this. Like, I don't wish death upon anybody.
No.
And absolutely. I despise Joe Biden. I despise Kamala Harris. But I also would never want to see that happen. No one should want that to happen.
It's sick. Like when you have Jack Black saying, like, you missed, everybody saying like,
yeah,
that's fucking bullshit, man. Yeah, it's fucking, it's disgusting.
I did see on that. I did see someone on X said they're starting a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit against everyone that has said that.
Oh, that was fake.
Is it fake?
Yeah, it's. They were saying we're going to try
like
maybe
First Amendment.
They're trying to go the same route as the Alex Jones thing, where they're like, we're going to try to get $1 billion.
Yeah, for everyone that said this whole thing was fake, and like they or even the people that
I mean,
it's gross, it's but gross. I don't think it's worth a lawsuit. No, but.
And again, we can just not support their movies, right?
I don't know. I like we've said it for a while now. This year is going to be crazy, and obviously, it's getting crazier by the day. So
I don't think anything happens. If you
don't think anything else happens?
Well, I don't think anything in the short term here before election is going to happen. I don't believe that. I've heard that take before where this is a prime opportunity that they could take advantage of the situation. Sure. You know, but I think with the way social media is and how fast people are digging on shit, I think that is harder than it would have been in like the 1960s. You know what I'm saying? Where there's a retaliation. I think it's going to come out that, you know, I just think it would be harder to get away with at this point. Mm. And I think, and I've said this and I'll continue to say this, they were, before this even happened, I said, who you bring in and how much time is left and how do you, who's going to want to step into this role? Gavin Newsom, Mike, Big Mike. No one wants to step in right now, okay? Because the momentum's obviously shifting one way. And you don't want to be the person who...
And it just shifted gears.
It shifted gears. You don't want to be the person who steps into a guaranteed losing campaign, right? I'm not trying to be high. Maybe it's not guaranteed, but you get my point. You're going up against a big uphill battle. So I don't see Gavin Newsom want to jump into this because he would rather just wait it out, let Trump do his 4 years, and then go after J.D. Vance, right? If J.D. wants to become president or whoever's next in line. He has a full campaign to go after him. He has material for over the next 4 years, what happens, what doesn't happen, and he can actually have a fair chance, right, at winning. No one wants to step into this. So I think my personal take is I feel like at this point, all things have failed. They're going to still continue to try to prosecute him, and I think they just succeeded to the fact that Joe Biden is probably it, and they're probably fucked. That's what I think. I think they're like,
we can't even kill the fucking guy.
They're fucked. What do you do? Hey, so now I've heard from like other people, like Nancy Pelosi, saying we need to unite around Joe Biden. It's not the time to be throwing new people in. We need to unite around. Now, I don't believe that she's serious about it, but she's too drunk
to be coherent.
She's saying it, and maybe that is what they do. Maybe they say, hey, we just have to play this out, and if he wins, great, and I think he's going to lose. And how do you beat the train? The train is moving at full speed right now for Trump. It is moving on hyperspeed, especially with what just happened. And who's going to do it? I don't see anybody
wanting
to do it, man.
I don't see him stop fighting.
They're not going to stop, but you also have to understand that like you're getting your ass knocked around for 9 rounds. Like you're probably not winning the fight unless there's some weird knockout. And that knockout, we just saw an attempt at a knockout that didn't happen. He got right back up, started fighting again. And then, of course, in Trump fashion, he pumps his fist, fight, fight, fight. And it's a fucking statue. Yeah. It's a statue fucking moment.
But that is a statue moment.
It's a statue.
So right before this hell happened, though, you had the media do a 180 on Joe Biden. How bad the debate was, how bad he's, you know, going downhill. He has Parkinson's, people are saying.
Yes.
So it's like they want him out for a clear reason. Because they know he's not going to win.
Yeah.
So you're saying like they wouldn't bring in somebody because it's like a waste of a good hand. You know what I mean? Yeah, like it's a waste of a card. You don't want to pull that right now.
Yes. I think that. And I also think that what you're talking about is previous to what just happened on Saturday. Their plan, I think, was, listen, if we can get somebody in here, we have a chance. We have a fucking chance. But then somebody dropped the ball and decided they were going to go after Trump in a way of assassination attempt. And at that point, you go, motherfucker, we are fucked. You know what I mean? Because you can't beat it. You could have brought somebody in, maybe.
There was a fucking TikTok going around of this girl. She was like doing this thing, and she was going back and forth with herself, but she was playing two different people.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, did you see Trump got shot? And he goes, he got shot. And he goes, yeah, he got shot. And he was really cool about it. He's like, how do you be cool while getting shot? What did you like? Jump up and raise his fist and say USA, USA. And he's like, yeah, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
And she goes, fight, that is really cool. We're going to lose this election, aren't we?
Dude, I'm telling you, he won a lot of people over. Yeah. I'm telling you, that particular scene won a lot of people over. It did. It fucking did. Because there's one guy, and this is why I'll end it. There's one guy, a Democrat, who's like, or I don't even know if he's a Democrat. He's like, listen, I've hated Trump since the very beginning. I still don't like the man.
Mm-hmm.
But when he did that, okay, there was a fire inside my gut that was like, fucking, I love this fucking country. And I feel like can hate the guy, but you cannot deny that the dude, listen, I watched Holyfield get his ear bitten off by Tyson. I watched that fight. And that guy was stomping his feet and fucking screaming like he fucking was dying.
Yeah.
And Trump just took one in the ear, fucking was like, where's my shoes? Like, that's a fucking quote of the century, too.
Where's my shoes? And then wait.
How do you know you're a man?
Pump his fist in the air and said, yell, fight.
You almost die and you ask where your shoes are. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a fucking man right there. But listen, and honestly, people like that strength. And he could have said he's strong and all this, but when you have UFC fighters saying that, dude, fucking A, this is brilliant. When fucking one of the Paul brothers is saying, like, that might be the coolest fucking thing I've ever fucking seen. I'm sorry. Good luck bringing Newsom in. Good luck, you know. And also, Greg, to your point, what if they do an attempt? You don't think that people are going to fucking lose their motherfucking minds?
If it happens again?
People are going to say, no.
Well, that's the only thing. So this is what I'm saying. Like, the only thing they have is societal collapse. Tear the whole fucking thing down. Like, throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's the only way they can win. Like, they know they can't win, so let's just burn this fucker down.
I don't know if it burns it down. I'm not sure that it burns it down if it doesn't build it up. Honestly, I think you get more. I think most of the country, if there was a second attempt, would be wrapped around Trump at that point. I think that their arms would be around him, and you can't burn down what everybody agrees on. So they can try to burn down the cities, but the mass of people at that point would say, no, there's something going on. Even if you don't buy it from this particular event, if there was a second one, or if Biden even had an attempt, people would start questioning
the government. You at least have 150 million people pushing against you.
Man, dude. I don't know.
Or you get martial law. One or the other.
But even then. Even if they created some kind of thing where they just, oh my God, this is absolute fucking chaos. We have to declare martial law and get this in order. If that happens, you still have at least 150 million people that are going to push against you because they know what's fucking going on now.
Hmm. We'll see. JD Vance, real quick, good or bad? Good or bad? Just so they know, good or bad?
Honestly, I don't know that much about him.
All right.
I saw a lot of people like, just going, oh, dude, really? Like JD Vance? But I'm like,
good,
I don't know.
Good story.
I mean, he's like really new into politics, so he doesn't have a lot of history. But
I do
Peter
know.
Peter Thiel, I guess, gave him a lot of money.
I do know up until recent, like the last year or so, I think, he was a very against Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. He called him Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah.
He called him an idiot and referred or like compared him to Hitler.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know a lot about him.
Dude, he's a
he seems to be
a Marine. He's a fucking
he's
Marine.
He's ex-military.
He had a crackhead mom, a dad who was not there. He fucking was poor as fuck. He went to Ohio State University, graduated, went to Marines first, then Ohio State, then he went to law school, I believe it was Harvard or whatever the fuck it was. Yale, actually. And he seems like he's like a just an American dude. It seems
he's
like
young.
His policy is pretty much in line with Trump's. And so, to me, it's not some shocking thing. And I, you know, it's just, it is whatever. You know, he's young. That might be a thing. He's a good speaker.
I don't know that much about him.
Yeah, he seems like
I definitely want to hear. I think he was supposed to speak tonight at the RNC. I didn't catch whether he had yet or not.
He did when I watched. So,
So I definitely want to hear.
Should watch the band that introduced him. It's pretty entertaining.
The band?
Is it bad or good? Like, just be honest.
Oh, the band.
It's pretty bad, dude.
Okay. The band they have playing, they've had them playing the whole time.
It's like
all day long. All
right, ladies and gentlemen, RC, we got Journey, the cover band.
Woo!
Yep.
All right, Greg. Hey, guys, we appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Get out of here.
Yeah, thank you guys for the chats and whatever. I don't even know what that's called in Rumble, but we appreciate all the money coming in.
Rumble Rants.
Rumble Rants. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Be safe. Thank you. Be good, man.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you on Wednesday. Well, we'll be live on Wednesday.
There we go.
So, all right. Thank you, everybody. Peace. Like Dave said, thank for the chats. Thank for the support. Join us on Patreon if you're not. We got call-in shows on Fridays.
Yes, sir.
Later, everybody.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.